Before that, though, look at the biggest sneaks of the animal kingdom. When it comes to deception, cuckoos are the masterminds, it turns out, of the avian world. But researchers at the University of Cambridge have discovered that these birds may be even cheekier than we thought previously. Stevie Bain caught up with Jenny York at her Maddingley Wood field site to find out how cuckoos have the last laugh over their favourite host species, the reed warbler.
Cuckoos are probably the most famous example of a brood parasite. They lay their eggs in the nests of other species, so they don't rear their own offspring. They foist this parental care onto other species. They are incredibly secretive and rapid, so they hide away in a perch up in a tree, observing the host building their nests, and they wait for this perfect moment to glide down and can within 10 seconds lay an egg and leave the nest, which is just incredibly fast. And it's really important that they do it quickly because they want to avoid the hosts noticing them. But after laying their egg in the nest, they give this bizarre sort of chuckling call that's very conspicuous. And it seems, at first glance, a bit of a bizarre thing to do because you've gone to all this effort to be secretive and get in and out as quickly as you can. So why sort of announce it to everybody as soon as you've done your job? We noticed that the female cuckoo's call is similar to a sparrowhawk call. They've both got this sort of high pitch, rapidly repeated call formation, and we wondered whether maybe this acoustic resemblance is useful and beneficial for the female cuckoo because it might distract the host's attention as they're returning to the nest. So instead of worrying about the contents of their nest, their defences are misdirected to concerns about their own safety.
I'm guessing then you went on a mission to find out what this call was all about.
We tried to investigate the reed warbler vigilance, so how worried they are in response to hearing four different call types: the female cuckoo's call, the sparrowhawk call, and the male cuckoo's call, and a collared dove as a harmless control. And we found that reed warblers were much more likely to become vigilant when they heard a female cuckoo call or a sparrowhawk call. This shows that it worries them to hear both of these calls. So we did a second experiment out here up at Maddingley and the Botanical Gardens to investigate whether using the same four calls, great tits and blue tits, which are not hosts of cuckoos in the UK, whether they respond the same way to female cuckoos and sparrowhawks. And we found that the great tits and blue tits responded in a similar way to female cuckoo calls and hawk calls. So that really suggests that there's something about the call itself that is similar to a sparrowhawk call that triggers vigilance and wariness in small birds.
So I find that really interesting, to think that these animals are so sneaky as to develop these traits.
It's all very well showing that there are similarities between the calls and that host species respond to these with vigilance. But what we wanted to know is whether the cuckoo is better off having created this diversion in terms of successfully parasitising the hosts. So what we did was we found lots of reed warbler nests and we painted one of their eggs at random to simulate a cuckoo parasitising their clutch. And so we found that they were much more likely to accept a cuckoo egg if they'd heard a female cuckoo call or a sparrowhawk call. And this is amazing because this means that by giving this call as she leaves the scene of the crime, she can divert their attention enough that they are paying attention to themselves and their own safety rather than inspecting the contents of their nest. And this distraction might mean that the hosts are more likely to end up rearing her offspring than rearing their own.
So you see, the cuckoos really are having the last laugh, or chuckle, I suppose you could say. That was Stevie Bain, and she was talking with Jenny York, and the work was published in Nature, Ecology and Evolution.